Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, our election coverage continues today with Ray Harmer standing in Peel and Glen Ferber. Always a question mark about how it's pronounced. I like to call it Glen Ferber. It's nicely in the middle. He's 48, married with a son, educated in Cambridge University, achieved an MA Engineering and MBA Open University. He's been a senior business analyst, Zurich, First Names and Ned Group, Networks Manager, Royal Life, Communications Consulting Engineer, OV Orup in London, Appeal Commissioner indeed, chair four times. That's between 2009 and 2015. Good morning to you.
All right, good morning.
Some 10 months since you won the seat, taking over from Tim Crookle. Was it a smooth takeover, or do you feel that Mr. Crookle left unfinished business?
I think there's a number of things that I could carry on as being Peel Commissioner that I could get straight in and run with. And there's a number of things that I've been able to sort of deal with in government.
What sort of things, when you were a commissioner, were you sitting there saying, oh, wish we could get that going?
Well, the sewage was a classic one. And that was really a case of seeing from the inside of where things were and seeing that the money wasn't there for the design fees. And then really being able to push that through and have the right sort of conversations to move that. And as I say, the Treasury confirmed that design fees were there for the sewage plant. So now we can move forward for 2019. So I think that's a real positive move.
You were a commissioner, though, when Peel was initially offered. I think Tim Crookle was standing on the stage there in Peel offering you a sewage
plant. Was actually before my time.
Just before your time.
Yeah.
Peel, Ballawattleworth and Slough Wallion on its eastern boundary, and now obviously it's joining with Glen Ferber. How will that alter its character, do you think?
Well, I think it's brought obviously a lot of new people. I mean, Peel has doubled in size over the last 15, 20 years, and that's put a lot of pressure on the infrastructure, a lot of pressure on health, education, on the schools, and obviously there needs time now to catch up with all of those things that, you know...
Peel will still remain the dominant body inside, you think, that constituency, or will Glen Ferber and its rural constituency sort of overtake it?
I think Peel and Glen Ferber are actually very intertwined. I mean, I once played a saxophone concert in St John's for a Peel group. You know, people actually are a lot more linked in Glen Ferber and Peel, and it really is one constituency, and it actually feels right, because a lot of the issues that we face are very similar.
Yes, I was going to mention you play the saxophone. you say in your newsletter, I have secured a sewerage plant for Peel and funding for regeneration. Are you taking all the credit?
No, you can't. I mean, that's my absolute point, is that you move forward together, you actually build sort of a communication together, you build alliances, and you build where you have a common passion, and that's why I work very closely with the commissioners, very closely.
So it's a we rather than an I,
absolutely,
isn't it?
It's a we. Yes, absolutely.
You're in health and social care. That's one of the departments you're in. It's gobbling up cash, of course. Mm. And you want Peel Medical Centre expanded. Where will the cash come from?
Well, this is very one important thing from the five-year strategy. A key part of that was to take from Nobles Hospital to take sort of finance, which does eat up cash, into the community. If we can actually look after patients in the community, deal with step up and step down, deal with preventative care early enough, we will actually reduce the costs.
So you agree with your minister that's the way forward?
Absolutely.
Or should be the way forward?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about silt in the harbour. It's still crisis management, isn't it? We don't seem to have a proper solution, a long-term solution.
We do, but it's going to take a long time to get there. I mean, unfortunately, you have to do... Well, there has been a lot of build-up over a lot of years. Nothing was done for many, many years. We have to get a proper site to dispose the silt. Also, a number of things that I've been looking on with others are actually solutions about silt traps and also, barriers in the harbour to actually move the silt out. So there's lots of things that we can do and we need to work together. But unfortunately, it does take time to do that.
One thing, pensions. You point out the funding deficit, obviously. Is that soluble? Is that problem soluble? Will the next administration get on top of it?
Yes, it is. I mean, the point is there's two parts of it. The legacy funding gap is the legacy funding gap in the sense that the pensions have built up over and people have accrued benefits over many, many years. And that can't...
But we're going to have to find a solution to it.
Absolutely. But what's really important is workplace pensions for people not in the public sector.
Ray Harmer standing in Peel and Glen Ferber. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.